constructing your shaman shield. If you are a physically oriented person, power tools that are actually in physical form, tools that you can use to harness your intention are extremely important. So if you are a medicine person of the South and you like to create things in physical, I highly recommend that you make a physical representation of your shield. However, where I work on my shield is from the East, from spirit. I tend to my energy garden all the time. I'm checking in with my energy field. I'm refining it, cleaning it, and beautifying it nonstop. So this is like an everyday unfolding process. So I want you to do a little energy awareness exercise with me now and just focus on your physical body for a moment. Take a deep breath in. Just allow your muscles, bones, joints, tendons, ligaments, allow everything to soften and relax. And as you breathe in and breathe out, notice your energetic field that emanates from your body as light or color. Your energy field responds to your breath, your intention, and your imagination. So the more that you put your focus and awareness on the energy field, the more that it changes, evolves, and adapts. So we are in a time that we could use some adaptation, enhancement, and refinement in our energy bodies, and that's what we're going to work on today. As you continue to take deep, relaxing, full breaths, notice how far out you can feel yourself extending. Does your energy field feel like it's broadening out beyond the room that you're in? Or if you're outside, how far can you feel yourself extend? What can you touch? What buildings and trees can you interact with on an energetic level? Always remember that you can change this. You can draw all that energy in to a pinpoint of light if you need to be invisible for a minute. Or you can be bright and big whenever you want to. So now that you've connected in with your energetic field, I want you to focus on your heart center. And just send some love down into Mother Earth, way down deep. Send gratitude from your heart to her. Gratitude for life, support, sustenance, all the things she gives us as a mother. And take a minute and wait to feel her love come back into your heart. She will send you love back. And just enjoy this for a minute. And as you continue to breathe, focusing your awareness on your heart once again, send love to Father Sky or Father Sun for all the life-giving energy, for the warmth, for the food. Both of these planets sustain us and hold the power of our lives. Send love to Heavenly Father. ready. Feel the power of the sun streaming love back into your heart. Now, from this very open, grounded, centered place of love, call in your guides and your totems from all kingdoms. We are going to ask your allies, your helpers, to help us construct an energy shield in the outer levels of your field. This is an enhancement to your energy. This will be a filter of love and strength that every frequency must pass through in order to access your heart. Lower vibrations and frequencies are repelled by love unless they wish to heal and grow. And in that case, they are more than welcome to be with you. So now I'd like for you to visualize this shield begin to be constructed. Certain gemstones might assemble themselves all around you in this beautiful field. Precious metals, colors, varying qualities of light. Animals may come in and settle themselves in position on your shield. And you may also have an array of plants and flowers, almost like a parade of the totem animals and spirits and the beautiful flowers that we adore, that heal us and protect us. We ask them all to come in now and begin working on your energetic body to strengthen you and equip you for the world that we live in now. Visualize this love filter that everything must go through to get to you. Get stronger each time you think of it and put your awareness on it. Your shield will continue to construct itself and evolve. Sometimes when you least expect it, there might be an addition or a change to your shaman shield. And when you feel that you are in a hostile environment or an environment with many unnatural frequencies that might not be for your highest good and for the health of your body, activate your shield. This is something we will continue to work with throughout our lives. An additional level of help and support. Have fun with this. Be creative and artistic. And continue to invite in all those who love you from other realms to be a part of the construction of your shield.